You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One of the regular things we do here on the show is look into an economic story that you bring to our attention. It's a segment we call Local Money. We got an email from listener Rafiq Fouad in Vancouver, Washington. He asked about a deteriorating bridge that connects Washington State and Oregon across the Columbia River. The bridge has been at the center of political and economic fights over the past few years, and Fouad wanted to know what it's costing the area. We got in touch with John Sepulvedo to answer those questions. He's the host of Weekend Edition at Oregon Public Broadcasting and a friend of the show. Hi, John.
Hi, Lizzie.
Can you describe for listeners what this bridge looks like and what the problems are? I mean, this goes back to what, 1917?
Yeah, so this bridge is, it looks like something that, you know, a giant would have built with an erector set. It's really it's really flimsy. I was just on it this morning before this interview. I was coming back over from Washington. And you have this impending sense of doom while you're on it. And that's no hyperbole because the lanes are so narrow. There's this metal gate roadway that you drive on. So you feel every vibration in the road. And this week, the roads have been frozen in the Portland metro area, and you can see people, even with this gate, like sliding on this bridge. It's really old, and it doesn't serve traffic. Before you can even get to this bridge, you have to sit through car hell. It's just hours of just waiting to get on this bridge in the first place because it is so small, and it's only three lanes. So I hope that puts a portrait in your listener's mind of what a complete catastrophe this bridge is.
Well, and my understanding is it's not just commuters, but you have trucks and people trying to, you know, move business back and forth between state lines.
Absolutely. This is a huge bridge for commerce. So this bridge was built to take on the ever popular Model T, which was really popular almost 100 years ago, horse and buggy cars. And now it's taking 18-wheeler trucks. Sometimes it's three trailer trucks because in Oregon you can still drive three trailer trucks. So it's an insane amount of traffic that's going on this bridge because it's the main corridor between Portland and Seattle. And people have been saying for a long time this is a public safety hazard. But not only that, it's a commerce problem because it slows down the amount of commerce that's going between the Northwest's two biggest cities.
Okay, so that brings us to the question of why hasn't this thing been replaced? We could throw around numbers forever. $200 million was spent on planning and design of a new bridge. There's been a question of federal funds going back and forth. What happened?
Really, when you look at it, there were three things that happened. The first was that the costs were not accurately told to the taxpayers. So taxpayers bought into this, and for a while, people on both sides in Vancouver, Washington, and Portland were looking forward to this, and they thought that this was something that was doable. But we saw costs go up. $175 million was spent before any construction was done at all, and most of that went to consultants. Hmm. And as news of that came out, that created a lot of distrust. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we had in Washington people who identified themselves as Tea Partiers. There are Republicans, and Republicans are normally really strong on interstate commerce. If you look at big projects in Georgia,
sure.
Or if you look at big projects in even in California, Republicans have really helped push those along. But here they didn't, and they didn't for two reasons. One was the cost, but the other was that there was a component for light rail, mass transit. And Republicans looked at this and they said, you know what, this is going to make us more dependent on government. You know, essentially people can't be self-determined if they're not taking their own vehicles. On the other side of the equation, people were really upset that there would be any discussion about increasing the roadways, you know, from three lanes to five lanes, because that would encourage more cars to be on the road. So it's really a tale of two cities divided by a river. One, you know, is really kind of this more libertarian bent city in Vancouver, Washington. They live in the suburbs. They want to be able to jump in their car. They don't want to be dependent on government. They don't want to pay higher property taxes. And they frankly don't want people from Portland taking mass transit in. Portland has, when I say that, I mean Portland has a large homeless population. Hmm. And then on the flip of it, you have folks in Portland, which is considered to be a very progressive city, and they're having a really difficult time trying to wrap their heads around why their northern neighbors would want more cars on the road.
So where does that leave us now, besides with terrified commuters trying to get across a really old bridge?
Well, you know, I think I'm the only one that's terrified, Lizzie, because I don't drive it every day. I think that the people who drive it, just they get a life insurance policy and they go with it. I think where this leaves is that there's an understanding that there needs to be a bridge on the I-5 corridor. So there's a real question of when is this going to be built? And it was funny, you know, I was talking to folks about it and I was saying, hey, is there any chance that, you know, the Columbia crossing might be built again? And they were like, yeah, there's a chance of it. But they were talking about it the way that people around here will acknowledge there's a chance of Bigfoot. You know, like, oh, yeah, you know, there might be a Bigfoot, but that's not real. That's not true. That's never going to really happen. There's no desire at this point that I can tell, no real political desire to get it moving outside of the business community.
John Sepulveda, host of Weekend Edition at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
Anytime, Lizzie.
Come tell us about the important money stories where you live. Go to marketplaceweekend.org and click on Local Money.